thank God more, because he has done so much for us. And without him, I don't think we can do nothing. So I think we should be proud. And look after me, the people's places getting more close together, look like me to getting far apart. There's one thing about it, we ain't thanking God for what he do for us. Do you know when my father, I don't know how old you are, you're quite young, I know that. Your father, no doubt, my father come up, or your grandfather. They didn't know nothing about getting no checks or nothing, no social security, nothing. They had to make it the best way they could. And here we are now growing chicks some of us and they ain't got the sense enough to say thank you, Lord. Did nobody get to you but God. He's the one that opened the way and make a way for you. We wonder sometime how we gonna make it. But if you just turn around and look to God, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Because everything is in his hand. And he can do all things.
True.
Mm-hmm. So I think we should be thankful. And be more armed and be more loving towards each other. That's what we need. The world need more love.
That's what I
know it. The world need more love. I was telling a girl the other day, she's telling me about she had lost her husband. I said, yes, I said, you haven't realized nothing yet. I said, let that home be vacant. About a month, and I said, you're going to feel like you threw it away. So the other day she was telling me, she said, she told me something. I said, it's really as pleasant, but you it is. I said, you got kids. It's the kids I lost all my kids when they were young. But I raised up post as a kids. But they're grown and grown out. Now what good is? They're gone. So I told her, I said, yeah, you can be lonely. But you got a good company to keep if you just lean on it. She said, who? I said, God. I said, every time I get alone, I can turn around and he got something to cheer me up. I said, you're going to have some alone now. I said, don't feel that. I said, but when you stay close to God, well, nothing happen to you. He's able to keep your arm around you.
That can be a very reassuring feeling.
Yeah. You know, you quite naturally, if you're used to being around somebody, and you just take a little kid, you used to be around a kid, you take a kid out of home. It's a vacant spot there. And what you're going to rely for a grown person that you're married to, you know it's going to be a big vacant spot. But you're still. Don't never give up. Always look to the hills. Where all your help come from, that's from the Lord. So while you're going around doing this work, I hope you have good success in it. And I hope it'll learn you something. I know you're learning me something I never heard of before. So I hope God will bless you in your work.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are you married?
No, I'm not. Still single.
I see you ain't number a kid.
Well, I'm not that young. I'm 27.
Yes, I know you ain't number a kid. I got a boy at 32. I last boy I raised. I can look at you and tell you about your age now. I've been here quite a while. And I hope in your traveling you be careful, because sometimes you meet nice people and sometimes you don't.
Yeah, that's true. Most of the people, though, that I've talked to who helped me with this project have been real nice folks, though. Cooperative. And
like God blessing you. You know, we should be nice to anybody. I don't care who comes Monday. I was here alone. Well, I live here alone. I'm on the boy at the station with me, but he passed you about 2 months ago. He come in and out of the state, I think by much he did at home. He got children, you know, friends from both working at airports. And he was raised up with us, and he come out of Memphis and come out and stay with me a portion, but he passed here. Went to Memphis and come back with his clothes, and he passed about 20 minutes after he got in my house. And he was talking about, why don't you travel?